We continue in Sefer Chovat HaTalmidim. It's on page 100 if you're holding this one. It's in the middle of Perek Revi'i. Aval Nish'alna. That paragraph. Yes, I'm recording. Aval Nish'alna Otcha Bachur Mitrape. Remember, the Piazetzner Rebbe here, Zuchtot Hagen Alenu, is helping the Bachur HaMitrape get out of it. So he says, Nish'alna Otcha Bachur Mitrape. Let me ask you a question. Lama ze keshetzarich ata linsoa? Oh, so if you remember yesterday, the point that he said was that everything that we do in life, whether it's physical activity, mental activity, whatever it is, it's all triggered and really done by the nefesh. And if you remember, we explained yesterday, nefesh means the will, the soul, but the desire. So it's all done by the nefesh. The nefesh manifests itself in the evarim, in the moach, in the compartments of the mind. So therefore, now you'll understand the connection. He says, let me ask you, O lethargic lad, he says, when you have to go on a trip that you love, you know, that you were waiting for and it makes you happy, all of a sudden you become very diligent. You wake up early in the morning. All of a sudden he gets up early in the morning. And it takes you a few minutes to get dressed, not a half hour like always. And everything is meticulously done with such energy. You're excited. Another example, he says, Lama ze b'Shabbat erev Pesach. He gives an example. This is the classic Jewish day where you have to wake up early. Erev Pesach that falls on Shabbat. Remember? Erev Pesach that falls on Shabbat. You know, you can't eat chametz after, let's say, 10 o'clock. Shabbat, Shachrit barely begins by 10 o'clock. So what's going to be? So that's the time when even the late comers to shul, they come to the netz minyan on Shabbat, right? Lama ze b'Shabbat erev Pesach ata memaher la'asot et kol ma'asecha bizrizut asher tamid ata me'acher u'me'acher otam kol kach. Shabbat erev Pesach, you do everything with alacrity, with energy. Things that always you are used to doing slowly, oseh umefahek, usually you do them in a yawning way. Poel venirdam, you do it in a sleepy way. Ve'en ketz ve'en ta'am ve'en reach lahem, and there's no, you do it without any kind of, there's no taste for it, there's no excitement in it. But all of a sudden, erev Pesach shechal yod b'Shabbat, or you're waking up to go to a trip, now you become Speedy Gonzalez. Ma kore po? What happened all of a sudden? So it's very simple. The answer is very simple. Zehu mipene she'ahuva lecha ha'avoda. It's because you love that particular thing that you're about to do. Ve'nafshecha. I underlined that word because that's the key word here. Ve'nafshecha smechaba. And your nefesh is happy with it. It's all in. You know, your soul is all in that particular trip or... Mitoreret bekoach, so it arises itself with a lot of energy. Ve'ochezet bechol chelke mochacha ve'guvcha, and it takes a hold of all the parts of your mind and all the parts of your body. Ve'kulam chayim, and they all become vibrant. You know, they join in to help out, to pitch in, to prepare the trip. Mitamtzim, they put in effort. Lo mitalefim, they're not faint, they're not tired. Erim, they're awake. Velo nirdamim, not sleepy. And now comes the question. Velama ze en avodatcha avodat hakodesh kol kach ahuva lecha ad shetekayem nafshecha ba. So why is it that when your avodat hakodesh, your service of Hashem, is not that beloved upon you, that you fulfill it with your nefesh? Titorer liyot chayim chazakim, to awake yourself with a vibrant energy, titametz b'mochacha v'guvcha ad shekulam ya'avdu v'charitzut, that the nefesh will put in so much energy into the moach and into the guv, that to the point where everything will be working with such diligence, hitchazkut and strength, v'simcha and happiness. Why is that not? What is it that we say at the end of vidui? תהינו ותיעתנו, ושמנו ממצוותיך ומשפטיך הטובים, ולא שווה לנו. מה זה ולא שווה לנו? We don't say ולא שווה לנו, ולא שווה לנו. שמנו ממצוותיך, this is the end of vidui, which means this is like the top. This is the summary, the climax, and the summary of the entire vidui. Vesaunu, by the way, the minhag is to give one for Vesaunu also. You don't stop by Vetiatanu. Vesaunu mi mitzvotecha u mi mishpatecha tovim, and we removed ourselves from your mitzvot and your mishpatim that are good. Mishpatecha tovim, right? Velo shava lanu. Maze velo shava lanu. So loosely translated, and it wasn't worth it for us, like you say in Hebrew today, zelo shaveli. It's not worth it for me, right? So that's how people usually understand, which is not wrong. That we're definitely saying vidui for that, if that's the case, that it's not worth it for us. But velo shava lanu, shava is milashon shave, equal. We don't do it with the equal energy that with which we use for our other things that we, you know, on a trip, or the things that he mentioned, mundane matters that we're excited about, sports, let's say, or anything else. Velo shava lanu. Our way that we keep the chukim u'mishpatim tovim is not shaveh. It's not equal. That's what he's saying here. One more paragraph. Yeshnam harbe anashim shelibam shalem im Hashem v'tamid mishtokekim le'ovdo u'bishah shemedabrim imahem domesh shkuim hem mikaf regel v'adrosh ba'avoda. He says, there are many people that, many Jews, their heart is 100% with Hashem, and they always desire to do Avodat Hashem. Okay, so I would take it that's a little bit of a higher level than the mitrape. And at the time when you talk to them about Avodat Hashem, let's say you give like a shmuz, musar, or whatever it is, you see that, you know, mikaf regel v'adrosh, from top to bottom, he's all in. You know, yes, yes, yes. Ubeemet, but rak ratzon lahem. But that's all they have. They have ratzon. ובעצם הם נמוכים וקטנים, but in reality they're still very small. כי תמיד, why, what do you mean, what happens? כי תמיד כאשר רק ישתוקקו ויקבלו עליהם לעבוד, because always, and we know very well about this, רבותיי, right? Each one of us will look in himself and know that we have this, that the moment we begin to be mishtokek, desiring and accept upon ourselves to do avodah, היצר הרע מזמין להם מניעות. The יצר הרע comes up with all types of obstacles. Right? How many times does it happen that when you finally sit to learn, when you finally sit down, after an hour of hina kach v'kach, finally sat down to learn, oh, the phone rings. דווקא then, how many times does that happen? Just an example. היצר הרע מזמין להם מניעות, והם מתפתים. The יצר הרע comes with his coercions, and the person is enticed. ונדחים מיד, and he's pushed away immediately. Well, what happened to all that, you know, yes, yes, and רצון, and all that? Because it's shallow. אם היו חזקים ואיתנים, זריזים וחרוצים, if they were strong, determined, if they would be diligent, כי אז לא היו נדחים מכל מניעה גדולה וקטנה, they wouldn't be pushed off so easily from any little obstacle. וברוח העבודה, עבודת השם, אשר בהם, היו מתחזקים על כל ועלו. With that ruach of serving Hashem, they would have strengthened themselves over any obstacle. אבל כיוון שהתרפות בקרבם מאוד מילדותם, but since the מידה of התרפות is still with them from their youth, מתרשלים הם מלהתחזק ומלהתגבר על כל מניעה. So that effort which is necessary to overcome that obstacle that just showed up, is not there. That energy is not there because, again, he has been trained in lethargy, in not doing things with the energy and giving it all. וגם אתה לא תשמח על רצון הטוב אשר בך בלבד. So says the מחבר, בחור יקר, don't be satisfied with goodwill. You have goodwill, you want, it's not enough. כי אם לא תעקר ותשרש ממך את התרפותך, if you don't uproot from yourself the midah of hitraput, ve'im lo tita becha, zrizut v'charitzut, if you don't implant in your system the midah of zrizut and charitzut, diligence, yimna'acha yitzrecha, the Yetzirah will come up with many ideas many times. V'chasim shalom tikashel, and it's possible to falter. So, okay, so help us out, Rabbeinu. You know, help us out. Is there something else that you could tell us to give us a little spring in our step? So Be'ezrat Hashem, he's going to continue, and we're going to see a long story that he gives us over here, a beautiful story to remember. But for here, we'll stop.